Ted Dabrowski from WirePoints joining me this morning. Morning, Ted. How are you, pal?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Happy New Year.
Hey, you know, I was reading your article when I was out on vacation talking about out-migration in Illinois and kind of tracking that. Where are we right now? What's the most recent numbers when it comes to people leaving the state of Illinois?
Well, we continue that scary trend of people leaving the state far faster than people coming in. And so we're the third biggest loser net of people to other states. In 2018, we lost about 88,000 people on a net basis between people coming in and out. And, you know, those people, when they leave, it's not just them leaving. They're taking their talent, and they take their money with them. And we lost about $5.6 billion in money that could have been taxed or taxed and, you know, reduced the burden on everybody else.
I'm curious about that, Ted.
You know, one of the big losers.
How much is it now?
$5.6 billion?
Yeah. Is that from the money they make while their jobs or money that they possess in their bank accounts? Because I was wondering, if people leave like that, isn't there somebody who's looking for a job filling that number in and keeping that number solid, at least to some extent?
Well, you know, what the IRS does, the Internal Revenue Service does, is it tracks where people live one year and the next, because they have the returns where people are filing the returns. And so they track, you know, who those people are, what size their family is with their dependents, and how much money they report making. And what you see is that the people who are, you know, productive are leaving Illinois, and they're going to places like Miami, Florida, or Texas, or Indiana. And we get some people into Illinois too, right? But unfortunately, the people who are coming in make a lot less than the people who've been leaving.
Right. The people are leaving. They're going to these other states. We're number three behind New York, California?
That's correct.
All right. And people, so, you know, because there is a stick, it's interesting because the people that I know that are leaving, they're going for employment. I've got friends who've gone to Arizona, a lot to Missouri. Some who want to conduct business in southern Illinois just hopped across the river and went to Paducah, Kentucky, and continue to run businesses into Illinois, and others, of course, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan. But a lot are moving to Florida.
Yeah, but, you know, what's amazing is that, you know, we actually sent more Illinoisans to Indiana than we sent to Florida.
Oh yeah,
and that's what people, you know, that's what people don't get. And you know, we almost sent as many people to Wisconsin as Florida. So, you know, the people who are the sympathizers of people leaving, saying, "Oh, they're just leaving me because of cold weather." Well, it's not true. You know, we lose a lot of people to Indiana, to Wisconsin. Of course, we lose them to Texas and Florida too, which is warmer.
But here's the point you're trying to make is, when it comes to people's decision making and why they're leaving, you can see it by the place they pick because of the tax levels of the community state that they moved to.
Well, you know, people move to where people want to be in a state where there's opportunity, jobs, growth potential, affordable housing. You know, people don't mind taxes, but they don't want to be crazy taxes, right? They may want low taxes, but they don't want crazy taxes. And when you look at Illinois, people aren't choosing Illinois, and people are leaving Illinois. So that combination of fewer people moving into Illinois and more people moving out of Illinois, it's why we're shrinking. And we've shrunk population 6 years in a row. And, you know, that's a sign of a weak state and bad policies. And you would think that would get the attention of people like Governor Pritzker and the State House to do things that make us more competitive. But it seems so far that all the policies are the other way around.
So in the past decade, we've lost about 160,000 people?
That's correct. You know, the worst part has been the last 6 years. We've lost nearly 250,000 people. That's like wiping out two big cities out of Illinois. Just remove them.
Right.
And they've all moved to other states.
All right. You said 250,000 because we're talking about it. Well, what your total was 88,000 when it comes to net for a single year.
Well, I'm saying in the last 6 years, which is the period that we lost, when we actually lost net population, when you add up all the people moving in and out, people, you know, the births, the deaths, and the international immigration, when you add it all up, it's about 225,000 people net, a population lost. So we are shrinking as a state, and only West Virginia and Connecticut have had that kind of shrinkage.
One
it tells you we're a national outlier when we're losing people, and of course the money goes with them.
And one of the figures that I had seen published by another organization claims that residents moving out of Illinois take with them each day $12.4 million. I saw that published just on January 7th.
Yeah, I think probably the easy way to look at this is the people that are leaving made about $85,000 a year. The people that left Illinois were making about $85,000 a year, according to the IRS. The people who've come in, on average, are making $66,000. So, you know, we're losing $19,000 in incomes that we could tax and use to invest in the state, et cetera, per person when they leave. So it's a big drag on the economy, not to mention we're losing people outright.
I noticed that one of the other figures I saw, that there are people that come here, that in 2018 we got 191 residents from Vermont, New York, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey. That was interesting, I thought, as well. And we talked about this in the past, but let's retouch on this, and that is why. Because it was interesting, because I have a tendency to just assign taxes to this. And it's interesting because, Ted, I've noticed this several times when you're speaking, and not only this time but in times past, it's not just taxes, it's policy, it's opportunity. And I think that's an interesting aspect that some people may have a tendency to gloss over, the environment in Illinois. One of my friends who moved to Arizona says you don't know how bad it is until you don't live here anymore.
Well, you know, we interviewed, I think I told the story of the young lady I met in Atlanta, who just, well, in previous years moved from Collinsville. And she said that when she got down to Atlanta, she's African-American, she was so welcome down there, the business environment, the entrepreneurship, the black ownership of businesses. It was just so, she said, so powerful that she was super attracted to it. And she said it was the opposite in Illinois. And she said she just had to leave. You know, people, of course, get ticked off about taxes. I don't want to diminish the taxes issue, but I think the bigger issue is that people are working every day. They've got kids, they got mortgages, car payments. They're just looking at, you know, is this the place that's going to help me be the most successful with my family, with my savings, my retirement, or are there places that are more vibrant and more welcoming to either me or my small business? And I think people have just reached the conclusion for years, based on the policies that have been passed, that it's just better to go somewhere else.
But here's
and it's really sad, you know, it's really sad, Tom, because the estate has all the great assets to be one of the biggest attractors of people and businesses. We have it all.
Not to,
right? It's just that we got the bad policies.
Not to sound bleak on this issue, but I don't see the policies changing after, when you look at the way that last spring session was celebrated by so many people in the political world, while many of us just kind of groaned, and even more so after January 1st when we start seeing our bills and taxes go up on different items and trade in on cars and minimum wage goes up, harder for a business to keep its nose above water. I don't see the policies changing. You got a supermajority, and I mean, I don't know how people are going to react in the coming spring session to what's gone on. And then you've got the other prospect here as well, especially when you discuss these people who are leaving and the amount of money they're taking with them, and that is the progressive tax and the way that campaign will be carried on for the general election and the vote on that aspect.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a tough time on our hands because it seems like the status quo continues. If you look at the new laws that were passed this year, they're all the same thing. Didn't fix anything. If anything, made it worse for businesses, I think, and for people. More taxes, more fees. But what's going to be interesting is maybe the progressive tax is going to highlight, it depends on how well we can highlight these issues that are so painful. Look, we've got the sixth worst housing performance in the country. People's nest eggs are shrinking. We've got the biggest out-migration of people. We got some of the highest, if not the highest, taxes in the country already. How can a new tax with more money, you know, more taxes, a bigger tax, targeting the wealthy, probably targeting the middle class eventually, you know, how can that be the solution for a state that's in a downward spiral? It's not. It's the exact wrong thing to do. You have to do the opposite of what Governor Pritzker is proposing. And that's tax relief across the board.
I find this interesting in watching a speech from the Commonwealth in Canada that they already did what Illinois is planning on doing. And the guy stands up in the chamber, conservatives, as you might imagine, and saying the results are in. People are leaving. And if they're not leaving, they're putting their money somewhere else. I mean, he was very well-spoken, a lot of facts. And in microcosm, Canada's already done what we're thinking about doing. And as he said, he was very blunt in the point that the results are in and it's not having the desired effect.
Well, I, you know, I think it becomes pretty obvious in a place like Illinois, where if people already voting their feet to get out of here, as the numbers show consistently, the census numbers show it, the IRS numbers show it, it's year after year. I think what's interesting about this thing and why Tom, you find me somewhat optimistic, is that it's getting louder and louder about how bad these numbers are. And the status quo politicians who want to keep things the same way, who want to do things like progressive tax, they're going to have a harder and harder time answering as to why it makes sense. And you know, they're going to push it. They're going to market it like crazy. They're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads. And the question is, can we make their proposals ludicrous, or will they hoodwink everybody into thinking that this is a good policy?
That's
the battle we're going to have in 2020.
There's a reason why I don't think we'll see any changes, and it's because I don't think if they thought they were going to be able to change it and stop it, they would not have implemented in some locations, as the plan in Chicago, an exit tax.
Well, the thing is that, you know, Chicago's desperate, but everybody's starting to see it. You know, the party's still going on, and that Chicago's still able to raise money in the bond market. They're still holding things together. You know, this national economy is hiding everything that's wrong with Chicago and Illinois. It's the booming in national economy, the stock market, is hiding all the cracks. But at some point, it's going to be so obvious, and it will make it really hard for them to continue to do the policies that they've done. Because at some point, you know, as we said before, you know, what can't go on forever won't. And it's just a matter of time. Sadly, it's costing us people, investment. You know, it's causing a lot of pain for people who have to you know, uproot their families and move to another state. It's a difficult time for us. But that's why at WirePoints we're trying to make sure that people know what the facts are. And the more that people understand it's the politicians' bad policies that do it, the better chance we have of fixing them eventually.
One of our listeners just texted in the American Monument text line this morning, and it was two questions, basically. One's rhetorical, more in nature. But the first is, what about the people that can't leave? And why do we keep voting them in? That second part is the part that I think is rhetorical, because I'm not really sure the answer of that. People want change. They look for solutions. But what about the people that can't leave and the pressure that's put on them because they've got to take up the slack, Ted?
Well, you know, this is the hard part of it, the sad part of it. There's a lot of people who can't leave. And oftentimes, you know, when Governor Pritzker gets on there and starts saying that he's giving a tax cut to everybody, a lot of people buy that either out of desperation or out of negligence, and you know they're looking for support. I was just down. I think I told last time we talked, I was in East St. Louis. It's a really tough situation down there. People need help, and what they don't need are more mandates and more taxes. What they need is a government that creates policies that foster more growth. You know, that's really it, right? We don't need more taxes and more all these mandates that are coming down on companies to tell them what to do. That's the exact opposite of what they need. They need less mandates, lower taxes, and a more vibrant economy.
All right. Well, I think you just answered my next question, is what to be done, and I think you just wrapped that up. Ted Dabrowski from WirePoints. Just quickly, the numbers that you and I are working on right now, 2017, 2018, what is the newest number that you can acquire that says whether this trend is growing or falling? What are the newest numbers that are available? Is there anything out there? I mean, even from U-Haul, they were doing some stuff.
Yeah, so everybody just came out with the new numbers. The census numbers were for the numbers through July 2019. Those are the newest ones.
Okay, through
July of 2019. The trend continues.